This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we are every Friday. Any sport you want, basketball, hockey, baseball, all better with ice-cold beer and crab fries. Find a location near you at ChickiesandPeace.com. Speaking of baseball, let's talk about the Phils.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Well, the big news of the day, we were calling for it, some damn near begging for it. Bryce batted second today.
Thank God.
Yeah, hit the breaking news sounder, Bryce.
They listen to the WIP Afternoon Show. Accountability is alive in Philadelphia.
Thank God. So once again, we are enacting change in the city and bullying Bryce into doing what we want him to do.
Well, you know, Bryce went to Topper and he's like, look, I got to talk to these guys next week. I don't want to talk about batting order. Can we get that off the topic list?
That's not far-fetched.
I'm getting hounded. I'm already dealing with Spike during three games into spring training.
Yeah. I don't need this until mid-May at the very earliest.
Yes. So Bryce batting second. Big news out of the game today.
Yep.
Jesus Luzardo, 6-up, 6-down, 19 pitches, up to 98 on the gun.
So there you go.
He said his arm feels alive again, which is exciting.
So Lizardo's issue has been injuries, right?
Yes.
And has it been consistent injuries or what? Like, you know, people heard the name, but I don't think they totally know what they have in him.
So what they have in Jesus Luzardo is a guy who was, I mean, he's the number one prospect in baseball like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so.
What does that mean?
Well, he's got real talent. He's got real talent, but he's never. 2 years ago, he put it together for the first time in his career in the Phillies. You know, they ousted them in the wild card round. But if he's right and they can get the he is a top of the rotation type arm, like talent wise, if they can get him right.
How old is he?
27.
And how long is he under contract for?
2 years.
Ooh. Okay.
Nice. It's not the same, but it's a little bit like Wheeler before Wheeler got here.
Yeah.
Well, there was Wheeler injury issues,
there was,
right?
Yeah. And he never put it together until he got here, mm-hmm. and he came here and turned into a star. So there's real upside to Jesus Luzardo. So it was exciting to see that.
Another signing, Ranger probably won't be here after the trade deadline.
Well,
unless there's an injury here.
Well, after the year, you mean? I mean,
what if you can use him to get for a big trade at the trade deadline?
I guess. I just wonder if you're a good team not competing, why would you trade for a half year of Ranger Suarez?
Well, I mean, what if it's a team that is competing? Yeah. As a young player. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff
out there.
Throwing
ideas out there. That's what we do.
I mean, they're definitely not paying Ranger Suarez.
Yeah, he's definitely not going to be here.
No, he's not. Yeah. He's not. But the big thing I want to throw out there today?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It's Friday at 4:30.
Nice try. Yeah.
Well, I was thrown off. I was so locked in for 4 o'clock. 4:34 threw it all.
Thrown off.
I'm just kidding. But I think there's two big concerns here. Are you more concerned heading into the season with the lineup or the bullpen? Because I've gotten to the point with the bullpen where they just feel an arm short. And I keep looking at them. And
on paper, their bullpen is like kind of fine.
It's okay. Yeah. But they lost Hoffman and Estevez, and we weren't Estevezmen. Not at all.
He stunk.
He's at least a big league quality arm, though. Like, he was a big league quality arm.
Yeah.
And they only replaced him with Jordan Romano, who wasn't healthy last year.
It should have been Estevez.
If it was Estevez, he would have been better.
Yeah, but since I think so, too. Yeah.
But, like, I know people are concerned about the lineup. The lineup is going to be pretty good. The bullpen, though, you look at them, and there's going to be some big spots for a Jose Ruiz and Tanner Banks this year. Like, you have Romano, who's a wild card but could be good. Kirkering, who was really good last year but might be the swing guy for this bullpen being really good or just okay. Then you have Strom, who pitched out of his mind last year. You have Alvarado, who's used a ton of bullets the last couple years, 2022 and 2023. Last year kind of ran out of it. Could he bounce back? And then you're getting right into the Tanner Banks and Jose Ruiz territory. Like, they feel of the concerns, quote unquote, with the baseball team, the bullpen is number one for me.
So that's not my number one concern. Because if I'm thinking about World Series, which I am,
I'm thinking about the NLCS.
Okay, right. If I'm thinking about World Series, I think they will find a way at the deadline to pick up a bullpen arm.
Sure.
That's not what I'm... And Kirkering, I love Kirkering. I have a lot of faith in Kirkering, actually. And I know people say that, you know, he wasn't good in the playoffs. Nobody was good in the playoffs. Jeff Hoffman stunk in the playoffs. Strom stunk in the playoffs. Whatever. My worry is the approach at the plate thing. I mean, that is my worry. My worry is that you have to get a little bit lucky in baseball to win anyway in the playoffs. But my worry is that so much depends with the Phillies on the luck of them being hot at the exact right time offensively, because the only thing we see from the Phillies is hot and cold. And the way that they can manage that, and they said, if they hadn't said this, I mean, we all said it, but Topper said it and Dombrowski said it after the year, that their approach at the plate has to be more disciplined. They have to see more pitches. They can't all be swinging for the fences every time. And that goes for Trey. It goes for, you know, Castellanos is what he is, but it goes for Stott. It goes for everybody. My biggest concern is, are they taking seriously enough the adjustment that they have to make at the plate? The bullpen... Almost nobody has an awesome bullpen. I think they have enough pieces to get through the first half of the year to be good enough, especially with the starting rotation they could have. My biggest concern would be the approach of the plate. What about you, Ike?
Can Ranger be moved to the bullpen?
I think so.
Especially if Painter comes up.
Right?
If Painter comes up. Now that gives him another lefty. I would like one more power righty.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Ranger did it in 2022.
The hitting is what would concern me, too. If I'm just going back to what has sort of let them down, I know the pitching wasn't great against the Mets, but I also go back to that Diamondback series. Like, you do worry about the bats going cold, and a lot of it is due to them being overly aggressive, not being patient at the plate. And you wonder if, at this stage in their career, can you teach an old dog new tricks? Right? They may try this stuff in the spring. Yep. But are they comfortable doing it?
Well, and we know that when the bullets start flying, sometimes things change.
Yeah, you go back to what you naturally do. What's your natural instinct? It's like the old Tyson adage where it's like everybody has a plan until you get hit.
Right.
And until you get put in that position, you're going to revert back to what you're used to doing. So I think you can always find that arm if you need an arm to go in the bullpen. And I just don't think there's going to be room for them to change the lineup. This is who we have.
Especially, because of the salaries they have. And the other thing I'd say about the bullpen in the playoffs last year, it's not making an excuse for them, but they were given no room for error last year because of the offense, because the offense performed so poorly last year against the Mets that any error from anyone in the bullpen was going to lose one of those games. And Jack, you put the Hoffman blow up in game
three,
four.
Four?
Yeah, it was game four
when they brought him back out.
There after really, you know, playing Russian roulette with Ranger for three straight innings.
Yep.
And then they did it with Hoffman. So you could look at that series and say that the bullpen lost us the series, but if the offense performed the way the offense should, the bullpen probably doesn't have an opportunity to lose.
And if the offense grew up in game one, they would have won that. I mean, you had seven shutout from Zach Wheeler.
Right, yeah.
And the
only
run was scored in the first inning, the first batter of the game.
Yeah. Was that that game?
I know.
Yeah. I remember watching it on TV and being like, you guys told me, don't worry, wait till the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. Schwarber hits that home run. I guess Ike and Jack were right.
Right.
You know, like, there it is.
It was an exciting first inning.
Oh, my God.
I think I was getting a beer. I missed it.
Right, you missed it. You did miss it, yeah.
Well, and the thing that pisses me off about, now I'm just thinking about that first inning, is what's his face on the Mets?
Senga.
Did not want to throw anybody strikes.
I know.
Like, all they had to do, now I'm getting pissed off about it again. All the Phillies had to do against Senga, they could have had him out of there in two innings by just taking pitches. Nobody had to be the hero like Schwarber, but everyone wanted to be the hero in that game. Instead, Senga could not throw strikes. They didn't want to throw strikes, didn't trust his stuff, and he was terrified of throwing to them. And if they just went up there and let him walk, I kept saying that last year, let him walk you. He would have been out of the game in two innings, and we should have won that game.
He hadn't pitched in months, right?
Months?
Yeah.
We didn't even know he was going to play in the playoffs.
He made one start in the regular season and got hurt.
And he was their game one starter
against
Zach Wheeler, who threw seven shutouts. We lost the game.
Yeah. I know.
See, yeah. I'm not mad about it.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Phil season.
Game two was nice, though.
Game two was, well, it was also stressful.
Yeah. We got the big home run. Right?
Yeah.
That was a slow death.
Oh, that Mets series?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. that was a slow death.
Game two, I really got to see Jack in his element.
Yeah.
Jack left us.
I'm not, again, I don't want to create
any. Yeah, he does that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to create any illusions that I'm fun to watch games.
Yeah, no, it totally takes all the fun out of watching the game with you.
I had to tell him to stop cursing so loud because you're around children.
One time. And if Johan Rojas could get a bunt down, would not have been an issue. There would not have been the F word flying.
215-592-9494. Would you be willing to watch Zach Bond walk out that door if it meant the Eagles got Myles Garrett? Reggie in Camden, you're on WIP. What's up, Reggie?
Hey, guys. Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, thank you, Reggie. Appreciate you listening, buddy.
First thing is, I want to thank you guys and all the WIP family, because when I was going through my medical issue, it was down. You guys are the only station I listened to, so I appreciate the love and the support that you guys gave the city. Secondly, hell no, don't let Zach Bond leave this city. That would be the worst mistake Philly makes, because the boy was dynamic as a plug-in player, and he did what he was supposed to do every down. Love him too much.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Look, I can't argue with love him too much. You know what I mean? Like, there is the sentimental part of the important guys who won the Super Bowl who are still able to play, keeping those guys on your team. And I don't, I can't, like, there's nothing I can say about that, right? I mean, to me, in my head, there's no doubt that Myles Garrett is a better football player than Zach Bond. Yeah. I also think well, he is.
Myles Garrett was a good player and potentially could be. But
he was the best. He was the best defensive player in football, like, last year.
But who won the Super Bowl? Where was his defensive back when he played the Super Bowl? Where was he at then?
Bro, all right. So that's fair, right? But you could say the same thing about Saquon Barkley. And the Eagles got Saquon Barkley, and you could have said to me, well, last year he didn't win the Super Bowl, and he's been on all these bad teams. And all of a sudden, when you put a great player on a great team, they win the Super Bowl. So, yes, Myles Garrett did not win the Super Bowl last year, but it doesn't mean that he's not an awesome player.
What is this logic? If Zach Bond was on the Browns, they would have been also horrible. I mean, so what?
You put him around the right squad. Myles is not that same type of character. Yes, he's a hell of a dynamic player back in the day and whenever. But right now, you got homegrown, full-blown, right here in Philly players. You got players from South Jersey that would love to get an opportunity. If you come out on Saturdays and Sundays and watch these guys play football, you're sweaty watching a pro game. Players that would die for an opportunity to do that. So why not give people a chance that can do that for the less money and let their opportunity show?
I think we still can win.
I guess I'm with you. And by the last thing, Reggie, before we got Zach Bond, what Super Bowl had he won?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say that about Myles Garrett.
But you picked up right players for the right amount of money. They became in as plug-in players and superseded what people thought they were going to be.
But not for sure.
I'm a diehard Eagles fan. Back to when the Vet was up.
My father passed away wishing
to see a Super Bowl. My father wished he could have saw a Super Bowl. I got a chance to see two.
But
many opportunities for us to go, but to see two championships.
I hear that. But before this Super Bowl, we went and got Saquon Barkley, a high-priced free agent that came from a bad situation. Before the 23 Super Bowl, before the 22 season, we got A.J. Brown, a star player in a bad situation.
Right.
Before the 2017 season, we got Alshon Jeffrey, a star player in a bad situation.
Right.
I'm just saying that just because there is a great player in a bad situation, we've gotten to Super Bowls getting great players in bad situations.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with your same. I'm going to use your same synopsis against you. Nami Asamoah. Super Bowl. Oh, my God. He was a shutdown corner, and he sucked. Come on.
You think Nnamdi and Myles Garrett are the same? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Nnamdi's not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Prior to getting here,
it's not a risk.
I don't want to risk it.
Four-time All-Pro. I want to stick with what works.
Okay.
I want to stick with what works.
Okay,
what
Reggie.
We have works. As the plug-in players, we work.
So, just real quick, last thing. Who's replacing Josh Sweat and Milton Williams on the defensive line?
Oh, God. That's my biggest worry is that secondary has always been a problem, man. For some reason, nobody seems to be able to do. I'm surprised what we had, and I hope they stay. But if they got to go for the money, I wish them well.
Yeah.
They serve Philly greatly. But I pray that we get a secondary. I pray we get some secondary that really want to really show out. Because our secondary says, I hate to say this, but I'm a big B-Dog fan. We haven't had a hardcore like him and the others in the middle for a while. So.
Oh, come on. Reed Blankenship. Thank you for the call, Reggie. I do think the question.
He's exciting, but he ain't that damn exciting.
Yeah. I do think the question of what happens at the other corner, because Isaiah Rodgers is a free agent, I believe.
You can bring him back. I don't think he's going to command
He was good.
Yeah.
You know, he's not Slay. I mean, Slay had an awesome year last year, better than I would have projected. Mm-hmm. Kelee Ringo's still here, a good enough player, you know, but
I'll
I don't think
you, I would bring Slay back.
One more year?
I think so.
You think he comes back at the lower number?
The right price?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would bring him back. I mean, listen, he may be looking to cash in one last time. I don't know.
He's going to be 34.
He's going to be 34. Yeah, so he's a little older. But
he does do the Jason Peters tap out once a game.
Oh, yeah.
He does do that.
He does.
But he gets back in there.
But he gets back in there.
I think Slay has been a little – people have been a little too hard on the Slay for most of his career here.
Yeah.
He's been a really good corner.
He's one of those guys that we're hard on when he's – very hard on when he's bad.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of wiggle room with us.
Well, here's the other thing. It is sometimes not even him being bad as much as it is the team. When the team's not – because he's one of those guys that will chirp back in defense of what's going on with the team. And so he has a little bit of that Embiid in him where he doesn't mind the back and forth. But if you ask him, I guarantee you he would want to be here if they can find a way to work something out. But, you know, he's also talked about he would go back to Detroit. That's another place he would go to. So I wouldn't overspend to keep Slay here, but I thought he played well enough that if I had to choose between Slay and Isaiah Rodgers, I would choose Slay.
Do you think we put a poll up? Who would you rather have on the team next year, Darius Slay or Myles Garrett? Slay would win that poll because they won the Super Bowl?
I don't think Slay would win that poll.
No, that one I don't
think. All right, good. So I want to make sure we're all doing okay.
Two other quick NFL notes. First of all, it seems like the Seahawks are shopping DK Metcalf, and the Packers, per Corbin Smith, a Packers beat writer, the Packers are in the lead to get DK Metcalf. I think that's a big upgrade for them. Metcalf did not have a good year last year.
Yeah.
But they are missing – they have some good wide receivers. Christian Watson's a good wide receiver, but they don't have a – I don't think they have a game-breaker true number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, giving Jordan Love a – almost like a security
weapon.
Blanket and one guy he can always go to.
Yeah.
So that makes them better for sure.
Yeah, if we didn't have the injuries at linebacker that we have, I might feel different about Zach Bond. Like if Nakobe was completely healthy and he finished the season, you could sell me on Nephew and Nakobe being out there as your linebackers. I would dive into that and say, let's go get Myles Garrett. I just look at the position, and Jeremiah hasn't been a starter, so you don't know what it's going to be like there. I want to have something that's secure, and it's a difference maker there, and that's what Zach Bond is.
You know who's a free agent?
Who?
Devin White.
Very available.
Bring him back.
And another.
How do you think Vic Fangio reacts to
that? No, probably not. That's a Howie just like, Howie being a dick move, you know? And then the other interesting NFL thing, and this is per Ryan Glasspiegel of Front Office Sports, there is no NFL team that wanted to do an offseason Hard Knocks this year. So they're going to do Bill Belichick and the University of North Carolina. I think the offseason Hard Knocks that the New York Giants had to live through next year basically makes every team say, no, thank you. I don't need you recording my phone calls.
Yeah. Well, all I hope that the UNC Hard Knocks can break down is I just want to know what Belichick and his girlfriend talk about. Like, what are their conversations?
She's in her 20s.
Like, Belichick, for the way that I perceive Belichick, all I thought about was defense and Lawrence Taylor and Ed Reed. Like, what is their conversations like on a day-to-day basis?
He's obviously more of a father figure, or even grandfather figure.
He's so hot.
Yeah, get jolly in here.
I'll just say that from this standpoint, that he's probably more in a giving advice sort of thing, because they don't have anything in common, really. Right? She has an unlimited bank account or credit card, what have you.
Yep.
So she has girlfriends her age.
Yeah.
She can hang with. They're probably looking at her like, are you sure about this? And she's like, we're headed to, I don't know, whatever store, whatever designer store, what have you.
Right.
And listen, Bill's probably a customer, you know, of what we promote.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He gets a discreet package in the mail, shipped to the USA.
Know, even the envelopes are hard.
Yep.
You know he's a football guy. You know he's a football guy.
I need to see the package.
He only needs companionship a couple times a week.
Yeah, right.
other than that.
Yeah, he's an old guy, too.
Yeah, what else do they need to talk about?
But that's just what I hope they break it down.
Well, the other thing I want to see on the North Carolina.
I wonder if she actually. She definitely makes an appearance, right?
Oh, yeah. This is reality TV. You kidding me?
The other thing I want to see is what the hell Mike Lombardi does.
Yeah. Why can't you call the show, Mike?
Yeah. Oh, you're so busy.
Yeah. But, you're not too busy for McAfee? We put you on the map.
Yep.
Anyway, but the other thing is the Stafford thing, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Matt Stafford's staying with the Rams.
Yeah. So the fight in Starbucks over nothing.
Well, also, the other – and I think it makes sense for the Rams. It makes sense for Stafford, actually. The funny part to that is the report that – that the Giants are now focusing on Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And let me. How dumb do you have to be to see that happen in the very same building. Stadium yeah. you play in and say, you know what, that might be a good idea? Are you crazy?
Yeah. That is desperation.
Dude.
Even if they draft the guy, I know this sounds crazy. I'd rather have Kirk Cousins or something than Aaron Rodgers. He's just going to shut up and play football. And then when you bench him for your rookie, he's not going to say anything.
Right.
New York football.
Oh, it's a disaster.
It's the biggest dumpster fire.
It is a disaster.
I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they are in shambles with the way that we're playing.
Oh, they kill them.
They look down the turnpike like, could it be any worse? We let Saquon go and he went and won a Super Bowl in 1 year.
And we're going to go get Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, between Cowboys and Giants fans, it's tough looking at us.
It is.
I like it.
And wait till we get Micah.
So, Jack, what is coming up next in the top five?
It's 6-year anniversary of a very, very, very special day in Philly sports.
6-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I kind of know where this is going.
Gotcha day.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yep. You can just set this the whole segment out if you want, pal.
This is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism. So it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.